Today's daf is daf Samech Aleph. We will begin in daf Samech Aleph Amud Aleph, the top line. Vam Rav Huna Amar Rav Moshe Rameya. Huna said in the name of Rav, in the name of Rameya. L'olam yehiyu dvarav shel adam u'atam l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person's words should be always short, few, before Hashem. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Kehelas, Al tval es picha, do not be rash with your mouth. V'lipcha ayamar, and your heart should not be quick. L'hoitzi dover l'fnei l'kim, to other words before Hashem. Kelkim b'shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the heaven. V'atal aretz, and you are on the earth. Al ken yu dvarechem atim. Therefore, your words should be few. And that is the halacha, that L'olam yu dvarav shel adam u'atim. The divrei chamudis brings down that sometimes davening too much, saying too many words by tefillah, could only cause less kavana. The Bnei Yisoscha brings down that even though we learned earlier in our Masechta and Daflam Beis that the Chassidim HaRishoyinim HaYishoyin Sha'achas Kaidma Tefillah, they used to spend an hour before tefillah, and an hour during the tefillah, and an hour after the tefillah, and the Gemara asks, if they spend so much time learning, how were they successful in learning? So the Gemara answers, because they were chassidim terasa mishtameres, the Torah that they learned was preserved, and even though they didn't have that much time to learn, says the Bnei Yisoscher that that is only talking about people who already have achieved the madrega of chassidim. But people who are not yet on that madrega should certainly not spend all of the time davening. They should certainly daven the amount of time that they have to daven, and the rest of the time they should spend in learning Torah. Continues the Gemara. Darish Rav Nachman Bar Chizda. So Rav Nachman Bar Chizda says, "My diksiv, this that it says in the pasuk, Vayitza Hashem Elokim es Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person, and the word Vayitzer is spelled b'shnei yudim, with two yudim, even though the word Vayitzer is normally spelled with one yud." Says the Gemara, what's the lesson of the two yudim? Shnei Yitzarim Bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person with two inclinations, with two yetzers. Echa yetzer toiv, ve'echa yetzer hara. A yetzer toiv and yetzer hara, and that's alluded to in the word ve'yitzer. Ve'yitzer means yetzer. Yetzer, two yetzers. A yetzer toiv and a yetzer hara. Maskla Rav Nachman Yitzchak, so Rav Nachman Yitzchak asked, El ma'ata, according to this, behema, by animals, the like Siba Vayetzer, where it doesn't say the word Vayetzer, less with two yuds, less the Yitzra, does that mean an animal does not have a Yitzer? For Kachazinen, we do see that an animal has a Yitzer. The maska, it does damage, the nashka, it bites, ubata, it kicks. So obviously it has a Yitzer hara that pushes it to do these things, and when it's not acting wild, it must be that the Yetzer Toiv, its Yetzer Toiv, is prevailing. So if an animal also has two inclinations, yet the pasuk doesn't say a double yud, obviously that is not the lesson of a double yud by the creation of a person. Ella, what is the lesson of the double yud? Rav Shimon Pazi, like Rav Shimon Pazi said, Dar Rav Shimon Pazi, Shimon, you said about a person, oily miyotzri, when a person does something, he says, woe is to me from the one that created me, that means Hashem, if I do the raw thing, violi miyotzri, and if I do the right thing, I have to contend with my yetzahara, who is upset and will bother me for not having followed it. Inami, another explanation, Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar said, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Du patzufim bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'adam arishin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person with two faces. One side was the male side and one side was the female side. Shenemar ocha v'kedem saratarni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me from the front and from the back. What does that double formation mean? It means the front and back, one face, one side was the human face, the male face, and one side was the female side. And the Ramban says that only man was created as a double figure, and animals were created as separate figures, male and female separately. And that explains very well why by the man it says Vayitzer with two yuds, and by animals it does not say Vayitzer with two yuds. He says that's the reason why animals do not maintain the same mate for an extended time, in contrast to man, who naturally loyal to his wife for an entire lifetime. Why? Because man, who was created from Adam and Chava, were created as a single being. That's why there's a natural loyalty and devotion between a husband and a wife, which is not found among animals. And that was exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kavanah, says the Tshuvas HaRashba, in creating a man and woman that way. He wanted a man and wife to live in harmony and assist each other as long as they were together in this world. The Ma'ayin HaBracha says another explanation in the two yuds that a person, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created a person with. Because the Gemara says, Masechta Nida, Shloisha Shutfin Yesh Ba'adam. There's three partners in the creation of a person. His father gives five things, the Gemara says. His mother gives five things. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the third partner, gives 10 things. However, Adam and Chava, they were created completely by Hashem. They didn't have a father and mother. That's why it says, Vayitzer, two yuds. Yud is 10. 10 plus 10 equals 20. All 20 things that a person receives from his forebears, Adam and Chava received from Hashem. The pasuk continues in discussing how Adam and Chava were created. Vayivra Hashem al kinos etzela. It says that Hashem created the side from which He took a man to create a woman. Rav Shmuel, the Machlokes Rav Shmuel, how did that look? Chanam Apatzuf, one man says that there were two faces, a double figure, one male and one female. Chanam Azanov, and the other man says it was a tail. And from that tail that was on the Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava. Ask the Gemara. Bishlam Ma'olamandam Apatzuf, according to the Mandam that says that they were created as a figure, Hayin D'Ksiv, we understand the pasuk that we quoted earlier, Och V'Kadem Tzatani. The person was created from front and back. Two faces, one in the front, one in the back, one male, one female. El Mandam is Zonov, but according to the Mandam that says that Adam had a tail, and from that tail the woman was created. My, how will he explain the pasuk of Och V'Kadem Tzartani? Answers the Gemara, K'derav Ami. He'll explain as Rav Ami explained. Amar Rav Ami, Och L'mas Bereshis. The person was created last in creation. V'Kadem L'Prionis, but first for punishment. So Rav Ami's teaching is explained. To say that the person was formed last in creation, we could understand, because a person wasn't created until Erev Shabbos, which was the last day of the Sheshes Shemei Bereshis, the last day of creation. When we say when he was first in punishment, what do we mean? If we're going to say by the punishment that was brought out by the snake, that the snake enticed the Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, which Hashem told us not to eat from, and from that the first the Nachash and Adam and Chava all cursed. For Tanya, where we learned in a Braisa that Adam Arisha was not the first to be cursed after that Aveira, because Rebbe Omer, Begdula Maschilim Begdoila, in man is a prominence, we begin with the most prominent person. Ubeklala, however, when it comes to giving curse, maschilim min hakatan, we begin with the least prominent person. Begdul maschilim min hagadol, where do we see that by prominent things we begin with the most important person, the ksiv? V'yidavim Moshe spoke, al Aaron v'lalozah v'lasam, to Aaron and to Elazar and his son, and Elazar and his son, Aaron's sons, Bonaf and his son, his leftover sons, k'hu, he... This was after Nadav Avihu died, and Moshe was telling them rules about being in the Beis HaMikdash. So we see first he spoke to Aaron, who was the most prominent, and then he spoke to Elazar ben Asamar. And the Mashal explains, how do we see this lesson from this Pasuk? Because why did the Pasuk have to say, Bonaf HaNesorim? It should have said, Yidab and Moshe, either the Pasuk said, Yidab and Moshe Aaron, Ve'Elazar ben Asamar, or it should have said, Yidab and Moshe Aaron, Ve'El Bonaf HaNesorim, to his leftover children. Why did the Pasuk say both, Ve'Elazar ben Asamar, and also Bonaf HaNesorim? The Pasuk is trying to teach us this lesson, that B'Gdula Maschilim and Agdoyla. The Klala, however, by curse, Maschilim and Akata, we begin by the smallest, because we find that after the Aveira of the eating of the Eitz Hadas, Betchil and Neskal Nachash, first the snake was cursed, Lubsoif Neskal Chava, then Chava was cursed, Lubsoif Neskal Adam, the last one to be cursed was the Adam. Says the Mara, Peronis the Mabel. But we say here that we first give a curse, it must refer by the Mabel in the time of Noach. The Ksiv, because it says in the Pasuk, V'yimach eskol hayikum asher pnei adama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy everything that existed on the face of the earth, mi'adam ad behemah. And B'reish Adam, first the Adam, v'adam behemah, and then the behemah. The Mashal again explains here. It would have been enough for the Pasuk to say, either V'yimach eskol apnei adama, mi'adam ad behemah, or could it say, V'yimach eskol hayikum, everything that existed apnei adama. What did it say, both eskol hayikum, and both mi'adam ad behemah? To teach us this lesson, the first the people were destroyed, and then the animals were destroyed. And the Sefer Mina Bracha explains this with a mashal. If somebody is building a house, so he begins with the foundation, then he builds the walls, and then he has the windows, and top he makes the ceiling until he gets to the roof on top. But if you destroy a house, you first take down the roof and the higher floors until you get to the foundation. Same thing. When it came to creation of the world, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything else, and then the human being was the roof, the top, the last thing to be created. On the other hand, when it came to destroy, to knock down the world, he first knocked down the roof, the person, and then afterwards the rest of the world. Continues the Gemara in explaining the creation of Chava. According to Manda Omer, that says that the side from which Chava was created was a face, Hanik Sevayitzer. We could explain what it says, Vayitzer, Bishnei Yudin, two faces, the face of the man and the face of the woman. El Manda Omer Zonov, but according to Manda Omer, that says it was a tail, my Vayitzer, what is Pshat in Vayitzer? Kerev Shimon Pazi. According to what Rav Shimon Pazi said, Rav Shimon Pazi, as we learned earlier in the Shir, early miyotzri, when a person acts, he is always with a challenge. Either miyotzri, he's challenged by Hashem. If he does the wrong thing, Hashem, he's suffering from Hashem. Early miyotzri, if he does the right thing, he has to answer to his yetzahara. Bishlam al-Amand Amma Patsuf, according to the Amand Amma that says that the side from which a woman was created was a face, that's pshat when it said HaKadosh Baruch Hu created human being, a male and a female. Because right away at the beginning of creation, there was a male and a female. El Mandam Zonov, according to Mandam, they was created from a tail. How does he explain the Pasuk, my Zochon in the Kevah Borom? And it says, the Gemara, Ravu asked the question. Ksiv, in one pasuk it says, Zochav and the Keva Borom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them both a male and a female, which seems to indicate that both the male and female were created at the same time. On the other hand, it says a pasuk, Ksiv, Kibitzelam al Kimis Adam, in the image of Hashem, he created him, which speaks only about the man. Answer the Gemara. Okay, so how do we reconcile these two psukim? Answer the Gemara. B'tchila olam machshav liver shnayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first wanted to create two human beings, a male and a female. However, olub soif loy nivra el echad. At the end, he only created one, and the other one should come later. So the Rajba explains, the Chuvas Rajba explains, it's very difficult to say regarding Hashem that he changes his mind, that he first wanted one way and then he wanted another way. He's not a human being who changes his mind. So the Rajba explains, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that there should be two separate human beings, a male and a female. But then he decided that he wants the male and the female to complement each other and be loyal and devoted to each other, and he felt that that loyalty could be better achieved and they would be created at the same time. According to Man Omer, that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the female out of the face of a man, the pasuk says that after he created the male, he filled in the flesh in its place. He filled in the flesh from where the human face was missing. According to Mandama, that it says a zonov, ma'avi yizga basa tachtana. What does it mean when Hashem filled in flesh in its place? Amrav yimri b'temer zvid b'temer of nachma yitzchok, ma'nitzcha ala makam chatas. It means the place from which the tail was removed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled in that scar. The Gemara at the beginning did not want to say this pshat, because the Gemara felt it was obvious that this incision would be healed like any cut in a person. But that apostle, the Gemara is saying that no, even that incision HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely healed where there was no scar. Bishlama Lamanda Amar Zonov, according to Manda Amar, that the female was created from a tail, Hanik Siva Yivan. That's understood when the pasuk said he took and built. That means he removed the tail from the Adam and he built it into a body. El Mandam of its parts of, according to Mandam, it says that there was already a figure of Chavr in existence from when man was created, maybe even, what does it mean that it was built? Answers the Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, the Darsh of Shimon ben Manasseh, Ma'idik Siv, what does it mean when it says, Ve'yivin Hashem es Atzela? Melamed, Shekel HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made braids and Chava's hair, Ve'vil Adai Odom HaRishon. And like that, he brought to HaRishon when they got married. And this is the basis why we want a kala, a bride, to be so beautiful. She came overseas. They used to call Yosai ben Yosai. Somebody who braided, they would call the builder. Dova ach v'yiven. Amr avchiz davar malay b'masnisin tana. Melamed shabana HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created chava, the woman, kibinyan oitze, in the shape of a storehouse. Ma oitze zeh, just like a storehouse. Kotzim el ma'ala v'rochim el mata. It's narrow at the top and wide at the bottom, in order to be able to hold the produce and with not too much pressure is exerted on the walls. Af isha, so to a woman, tsar mamala, is narrow on top, v'rchava mamata, and wider on the bottom, kedel kabel savad, to be able to contain the fetus that she's carrying. The pasuk continues, v'yiviyah al adam, he brought her Todam. Omer Rabbi Yirmi ben Elazar, Melamed Shenas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shush ben L'Adam HaRishon. The pasuk teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made all the wedding arrangements. The Shushbin is the arranger of the wedding, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu made all the arrangements for the wedding of Adam and Chava. Mekan Limdecha Torah Derech Eretz. Here the Torah teaches us proper conduct. Shiachse Godla Makaton V'Shushbinus. That even somebody more prominent should make the wedding arrangements for a person who's lower than him, and he should not disturb him. That how come I'm taking care of somebody who's less prominent than I am? Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests that there's a halachic shaila, a Gemara Masechet Yevamos, that discusses the pasuk of Loif Toif Hayos Adam Levadoi. Hashem said that it's not good for man to be alone, and therefore even if a man has children and he already has been mekayim the mitzvah puravu, if he loses his wife, he should not remain single, but he is obligated to remarry. Now the Radak questions if this obligation applies to women also, and if they're also prohibited from remaining single. He wants to say that it will be dependent on what we just learned in the Gemara, the Machlokes of Rav and Shmuel. When did Hashem say to a person, Loi Toiv HaYos Adam Levadoi? Right after he was created. So, if we say that the person was created with two faces, And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Loi Toiv HaYoyis Adam Levadoi, there was already a woman in existence. So Hashem was telling to both of them, you should not remain single. And therefore, even a woman should not remain single. But if, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the pasuk of Loi Toiv HaYoyis Adam Levadoi, there was only Adam, only the male in existence, not the female, the prohibition of remaining single would only apply to males, not to females. The Tzitz Eliezer explains with the Gemara that we just learned, especially according to Manda Omer, that says that a person was created du patzufim, with two faces. He says, that's why when a Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to the person, he said, Purvu, multiply. So the question is, if he's only talking to Adam, why does it say, Beloshen Rabban, Purvu, multiply? He should have said it in the singular. However, if when the person was created, there were two, right away, there was the male and the female, it's understood why HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke in Lashon Rabban. Continues the Gemara. Well, the Manda Omer Parzuf, according to the Manda Omer, it says that Chava was created from a face, so with two faces right away from creation, Haimanayu Sagiresha, which face went in front? It makes sense to say that the male went first. The Tanya, lo yaholach adam achuri isha b'derech, a man should not walk behind a woman in the street, v'fila ishtoi, even if she's his wife. V'zdam lo yalageshur, if he finds her on a bridge, yisalken al tzadim, and there's not enough room to walk together, he should pass by her and walk in front. The kala over chure isha benar, whoever walks behind a woman when she's going through a river, ein lo chelik olam haba, has no chelik olam haba, because since when she's walking through a river, Rashi explains, she will raise her clothing to prevent them from getting wet, and therefore he will look at her and have wrong types of thoughts. The Paiskim make a number of comments here. The Paiskim says that, number one, we're learning here that a person should not walk behind a woman when she's going in the street. However, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that this halacha is not necessarily said nowadays, since nowadays there's so many women in the street. And others also say, so many women in the street, so even if I'll pass by one woman, I'll right away be behind another woman. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that it's difficult and not necessarily required to follow this halacha nowadays. Even the one that does follow the halacha, this halacha, the Arizal says, Achurei Isha means within Dalet Amis. If the woman is past your Dalet Amis, then you can walk behind her. Also, the Paiskim point out, we see that the Gemara is more makpid about a man walking behind a female versus a female walking behind a man. And that's why when building a mechitz and shul, people are careful that the men should not be able to see the women, but not as concerned about women seeing the men. Rav Yashiv says that the halacha of walking behind a woman applies even today. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Hamratza mos liisha. If somebody counts that money for a woman, miyada liyada, from his hand into her hand, kedei l'stakaba, and he does this in order to be able to look at her, afila yesh be Torah mas m'toivim k'mosh Rabbeinu, even if he has Torah and mitzvahs, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yinokam adina shel Gehenim, he still will not be spared from Gehenim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Mishle yad liyad, a hand to hand, lo yinaka ra, he will not be spared from evil. What do we mean? Lo yinaka medina shel gehenim, he will not be spared from gehenim. Continues the Gemara. Om Rav Nachman, Menoyach, the father of Shimshon, Amoritai, was an ignorant person. The Ksiv, v'yelech Menoyach achrei ishtoi. Menoyach went behind his wife, and we just finished learning Gemara that you're not supposed to walk behind your wife. Maskla Rav Nachman Yitzchok El Ma'ata Gabal Kono, the father of Shmuel, the Ksiv, the Yelch Al Kono Achor Ishtoi. Al Kono went after his wife, and we know Al Kono was a big tzaddik. The Gabal Isha, who was a Novi, the Ksiv, the Yochum, the Yelch Achreel, he went up and followed her. Hachnami Achrei Mamish, does it mean that he followed behind her? Is it possible that Elisha went behind another man's wife? Ella, what does Achrei mean? Achrei Devorah, after her words, V'Achrei Tzos, after her advice. Hachnami, when it says the Menoich went Achrei Ishto, it meant Achrei Devorah, Achrei Tzos, after her words and advice, but not necessarily behind her, and we don't have a proof that he was an Amoritz. Omer, Ravashi. According to Rav Nachman said, the Menoich was an ignorant person, means not only didn't he learn Brises, but he had not even learned the Pasuk of Chumash, because it says regarding Rivka, when she followed Eliezer to go to Avram's house to marry Yitzchak, it says in Pasuk, Takum Rivka ben Arsel, Rivka and her maidens went, but the Kavna Malim, they went on the camels, the Tailachna Achrayish, and they went behind the man, which means Eliezer. They went behind him, Vloy Vlfneish, but they not in front of him. And the Ben Yoyod explains very nicely. Obviously she went behind him. She was following his direction. She didn't know where Avram and Yitzchak lived. So what did the Pasuk have to tell us that she went behind him? It must be that the Pasuk is going out of the way to teach us this limud, to teach us that a woman should not follow a man. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Achurei Ari, it's better to go behind a lion, V'loy Achurei Isha, not behind a woman. Achurei Isha, but it's better to go behind a woman, V'loy Achurei Avodas Kochavim, but not behind Avodah Zarah. But it's better to go behind an avodah zarah, but not to go behind the shul, when everybody's davening and you don't enter. Because, and the Mashal explains like this, somebody who follows avodah zarah, people could think that he believes in avodah zarah, that it also has power, but he also believes in Hashem. But somebody who passes a shul when people are davening and is not joined them in the davening, that means he doesn't believe in Hashem at all, which is terrible. However, when do we say you're not allowed to pass a shul and not go in? It's a terrible thing. It only means when he's not carrying something. However, if he's carrying something, less than, but there's no objection, because people say he didn't enter the shul because he was carrying something. Furthermore, it was only said when there is no other entrance. So people say that he didn't go in because people say he maybe didn't enter on this entrance, but he's going to go in on the other entrance. If he's not riding a donkey, if he's riding the donkey, less than ball, there's no problem, because people say the reason he didn't come into the shul is because he couldn't leave the animal unattended. Furthermore, it was only said if he's not wearing tefillin. If he's wearing tefillin, less than ball, people will say obviously he believes in Hashem. If he didn't believe in Hashem, why would he be wearing tefillin? Furthermore, the Mishnah Brewer says that if he lives in a place where there are many shuls, or he lives in this shul, but there are many different minyanim, so people say maybe he's not davening with this minyan, he's davening with another minyan. Maybe he's not davening in this shul, but he's davening in another shul, then there's no problem passing a shul even when people are davening. Amar Rav. So Rav says, Yetzahara doim elizvov. The Yetzahara resembles a fly. The Yosha ben Shteim Meftachai Leiv, it sits between the two gateways of the heart. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, Vuve Moves, flies of death, Yavish, they corrupt, Yabia Shemer Rekeach, they spoil perfumed oil. The Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Kemind Chitu Daima, the Yetzahara is like wheat, Shinemar Pasach Chatos, Roivitz. Sin stands by the door. Sin, chatos, is very similar to the word chita. So, the Moina Bracha says, what is pshat when Rav says that Yetzirah is like a fly? So he says that just like a fly, even if you chase it away, it keeps on coming back. So too, the Yetzirah will always keeps on coming back. Tan Rabbanan, Shtei Kloyos Yesh Boi Ba'Adam. A person has two kidneys. Achas Yatzol Taiva. One tells him to do good things. V'Achas Yatzol Ra, and one tells him to do bad things. Mustabri the Taiva Limina. It makes sense that the good eitzes come from the right one. V'ra'al smoyli. The ksiv leif chacham liyaminoi. The heart of the wise man is to his right side. V'leif ksil smoyli. The heart of the fool is to the left side. And that's why Rav Zilberstein paskens, if somebody is donating kidney, he should preferably, if he has a choice, donate the left kidney versus the right kidney, because the right kidney, as we learned, is the better one. Tanaban, kloyet yoyatzos. The kidneys give eitzah, give advice. Lev maven, the heart considers that eitzah. Loshem chatech, the tongue articulates. Peh goymer, the mouth concludes the process by uttering the decision that began with the kidneys. Veshet machnas amaitzi kol min amachol. The esophagus takes in and out all types of food. Kon amaitzi kol. The windpipe gives voice. Reya, the lungs, shayves kol min amashkim. They draw in all types of liquids. Kaved, the liver, kayis. It's the root of the anger in the body. Mora, zareks by tipa, the gall ejects a drop into it, and that's how the liver calms down. Tchol, the spleen, laughs, soichik, causes laughing. Korkovin, which is the gizzard, toichin, grinds the food. And Rashi explains, the gizzard in a bird is like the third stomach of an animal. And that's why some paiskim want to say that the halacha on a gizzard will be similar to the halacha of whatever the halacha on the stomach regarding treifis. Keva, yishena, the stomach sleeps, it's what induces sleeps. Af, the nose, neir, induces getting up. Neir hayoshin, if the stomach, which is the sleeping thing, wakens, or yoshin hanor, or the thing that makes you wake up, the nose, sleeps, nimit v'hoylechloi, then the person will languish away. That means that the functions of the stomach and the nose are reversed, then the person will be in trouble. That's the first pshat in Rashi. The second pshat with Rashi is if the stomach acts in concert with the nose, so they both keep him up and he can't sleep, or if the nose acts in concert with the stomach, so they both induce sleep and he hardly could stay up, then the person will languish and die. Tana, and the Braisa says, and according to the second pshat of Rashi, this is a repetition. Im shneim yishenim, if the nose and the stomach are both sleeping, or shneim na'arim, miyad meis, the person will die. Tanya, Rav Yosef Glili Oimer, tzaddikim yetzer tov yashavtan. Regarding righteous people, they're ruled by the yetzer tov. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, v'liba l'chol b'kirbi. The David HaMelech says that my heart, my evil inclination, is died. So the Bi'ah Gra says, what does it mean to die? That he even was able to use his Yetzer Hara, his bad midos, for avodas Hashem. On the other hand, Risham Yetzer Rashaftam. Bad people are ruled by their Yetzer Hara. Shnema, David HaMelech says, N'um Peshel Rasha, the speech of a Rasha, Bekerev Libi Ein Pachel Kim L'Nechen Enov. In the heart, there is no fear of Hashem in front of him. And again, the Gra says that the Yetzer Hara even takes his good midas to do averis. Beinoinim, average people, zev zeh shoftim, are ruled by both, the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. Shnema yamod lemin evyoin l'shir m'sheftei nafshoi. Hashem stands by the right of the poor man to save him from the rulers of the soul. He has two rulers, the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. Amar Rava, so Rava says, kigoin anu beinoinim, we are example of beinoinim. Then you didn't leave life over for anybody. If you're an example of a Beinoni, who's a tzaddik and who's a rasha? What are we? Rama, Rava, like every alma, the world was not created. El Rishoy Gemuri for complete Rishoyim, El Tzaddik Gemuri for complete Tzaddikim. Rama, Rava, lay the Inish Benafshe. A person should know im tzaddik amahu im lav. If he's a tzaddik amahu, if not. Amar Rav, Rav says, La'avra Alma, the world was created, El Achav Ben Imri, Achav Ben Imri was a king who was a terrible Rasha, U'Rabchanina Ben Daisa, U'Rabchanina Ben Daisa, who was so tzaddik, that the Gemara Masechta Taina says, that because of Chanina Ben Daisa, the entire world had nourishment, Yet he was so poor that he only sustained himself from a calf of bucks of calves from week to week. Lacher ben Amri Haylam Hazeh. The Haylam Hazeh was created Fach ben Amri. Chanim ben Doisa did not have any Haylam Hazeh. All of his schar, everything was an Haylam Hazeh. The Pasuk says, we say it in Shema, V'haftas Hashem Lekecha. Tanya, Rebbe Leza Omer. If the Pasuk says with all of your heart, what does it say with all of your resources? If it says, what does it say with all your soul? Answers the Gemara, if you have a person whose body is more precious to him than his money, that's why it says you should be ready to give up your whole life for service of Hashem. But if you have a person whose money is more precious to him than his life, he should give up everything he has for avodas Hashem. Even if they take away your soul, you should give up your whole life. The Sefer Mina Bracha says, in the first parasha of Shema, it says, B'chol Nafshecha and B'chol Ma'edecha. Why? Because since they were talking about Kabbalah Omach HaShemayim, a person's supposed to give up all of his money to believe in Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, not to do Avodah Zarah. However, in the second parasha, which is V'hayim Shemaya, which only speaks about Kiyum HaMitzvos, there a person doesn't have to spend all his money to do a mitzvah, and that's why the pasuk of B'chol Ma'aitcha is omitted from the parasha of V'hayim Shemaya. Continues the Gemara. Tanabon. Pamachas Gazer Machas Arisha. One time the wicked regime, the Roman government decreed, Shloyaski Soba Torah. Klai Yisrael should not learn any Torah. But Pappas ben Yehuda, so Pappas ben Yehuda, who in his own right was a tzaddik, and when there was when the daughter of the emperor was found killed, and they accused the Jews of doing it, Pappas and Lulinus volunteered that they had done it, even though they hadn't, just to save Klal Yisrael. And he found a Matzah Bekiva Shaymakel Kehilos Barabim. He was gathering large congregations, voice of the Torah, and he was learning Torah, even though it was prohibited by the law. Amalei, Akiva Yatis Yarim Ibnei Malchus. So he said to him, Akiva, aren't you worried about the government? Amalei, Emshecha Mashal, I will give you a parable of what I'm doing. L'ma'a Dabba Doima. B'shul Shai Mahalach Gavanar. A fox was walking alongside a river. V'ra'a Dog and Shai Miskapsim Makum Malkum. And he saw that the fish were gathering from place to place. Omlem, so he asked him, Nematem Barchim, what are you running away from? Omloi, Mnei Rishta Shimavim Alem Bnei Adam. We're running away from the nets that people put on us to catch us. Omlem Rechaim, so he said to him, I give you good advice. Shitalo Yabashi, you should come onto the dry land where you won't have to run away from the nets. V'nodar anivatem, and we will dwell together, I the fox and you the people. K'shem shudar avoyseim aveseichem. Just like for all generations, we don't find problems between us, the foxes, and the fish. Amalai, so the fox is entered to the fox. Atu shayimala p'kish b'chayis, are you the one that they say is the clever of all animals? Like kechata, you're not smart, el tipishata, you're a fool. In the climate that we sustain ourselves, that means in the water, on the Mishyarim, we're afraid, the makam misasenu, in the place where we could go to death, like al kamakam, we certainly should be afraid. Avanachnu, achshanu yoshkim v'oishkim b'tayra. Now we're sitting learning Torah. Shekosba, regarding the Torah, it says, ki uchayech v'oishkim b'tayra, it's your life in the length of your days. Kach, we have to worry about this. If we will be mevatel ourselves, we will stop to learn Torah, how much do we have to worry? Amru, so that Chazal said, there weren't many days, until they caught Bekiva, the Chavshu Rebeis HaSurim, and they put him to jail, the Tavsul of Pappas Ben Yehuda, and they also arrested Pappas Ben Yehuda, as we explained, because he volunteered that he had been the one to that had killed the emperor's daughter. V'chavshu atzla, and Pappas ben Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva were confined next to each other. Amlai Pappas mi aviach lekan. So Rabbi Kiva asked Pappas, "Who brought you here?" Amlai Ashrech Rabbi Kiva. Fortunate are you, Rabbi Kiva. Shnat fasta al divrei Torah. You were apprehended because you were learning Torah. Oilei lePappas, the woe is to Pappas. Shnitzas advar betalim, who was apprehended for meaningless things. I was apprehended for something I never even did. Says the Gemara, B'shah Shetzias Rekiva Lariga, when they took out the Rekiva for Hariga, Zma Krishma Haya. It was a time for saying Shema. He was saying Shema, V'yisarkins B'saroi B'mesreka Shabarzel, and they were combing his flesh with iron combs. V'yimakabalov Omach Shemayim, and he was makabal on himself, Kabbalah Omach Shemayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's rule. Omle Tamedov, so Tamidim asked him, Rabbeinu Atkan, so much a person has to go through. Amram Sabakiva answered, my whole life I was troubled with this pasuk. B'chol nafshcha, the pasuk says with all your soul, and we learned before, afilu noitalis nafshcha, even at the time that they take your body, you should be mekane shem shemayim. Amarke, I always said, masa yavil yadavei kamena, when will I be able to be mekayim to fulfill this pasuk? Now that the opportunity has come, why kamena? Shall I not fulfill it? Haymarach ba'echad, and the pasuk, the Gemara says he was drawing out the word echad. That is the halacha when you say shema. Actually, in tzasa shmasa ba'echad, when his soul left his body when he said that word. Yotza baska va'amra. A baska came out and said, Ashrech Rabbi Kiva. Fortunate you are, Rabbi Kiva, that your soul departed your body when you said the word echad. So the Malachi Ashar said to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zu Torah v'zu schara, is this the reward for somebody learned? Mimsa yotcha shem mimsa, all to be among those who die by your hand. Amalei Amalahem, so is this what it's all about? Amalem chelkam b'chayim, they have a portion of eternal life. Yotso baskel v'amra, and at that time a baskel came in and said, Ashrech Rabbi Kiva, fortunate you Rabbi Kiva, shatam zuman l'chayilam ba, you are ready for the olam haba. All the paiskim discuss here how Rabbi Kiva was allowed to be maisa nefesh for and give up his life. We know that we're only maisa nefesh for three averus. Gil Arayis, adultery or Ervis, Shvichstam, murder, and Avodah Zarah. And this wasn't any of them. So the Mashah says that the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin gives two exceptions to the above ruling. Number one, if it's a time of oppressive governmental decrees, so even somebody who's told to violate a minor mitzvah, he should allow himself to be killed rather than to violate it. Another exception is when it's in public. Here, Rabbi Kiva's actions were in public. In public, a person is ready, should be ready to be maisa nefesh even for not the gimel averus chamuris. Tosfos Masechta Avodah Zarah says that even though somebody is not obligated to give up his life for any of the other mitzvahs, somebody is allowed to go beyond the call of duty and do it even for the other mitzvahs. This is not accepted by everybody. It's a shaila in the Rambam, in the Kesef Mishnah. It's not for now. Continues the Gemara. Loyekel Adam Esroish Keneged Shar Mizrach. We learned in the Mishnah, a person should not behave lightheartedly facing the eastern gate of the Temple Mount, since it's aligned opposite to the opening of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav, Rabbi Yehuda Merav said, Lo Yamaru, this rule of Chazal was only said, El Mitzofim Ofnim, somebody standing from the overlook, that's the place from where you could see the Harabayas and within. And it's also said regarding somebody who could see the temple. But let's say he's sitting in a valley, where even though it's closer to Yerushalayim than Tzayfin, but from that place you can't see the Beis HaMikdash, there's no problem. Itmanami, Amar of Abba Bereid of Chibar Abba, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Loi Amar El Mitzayf Lefnim. This was only said from Mitzayf inward, Uberoya, and from when he could see the temple. Another thing, Yishen Geder, when there's no Mechitza, there's no wall separating between him and the Beis HaMikdash. And also, Bezman Shesh Shechina Shaira, when the Shechina is on top of the Beis HaMikdash, that means when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Tan Rabban, Hanifna B'Yehuda, somebody uses the bathroom in the province of Yehuda, La'yifna Mizrach Ma'arif, he should not do it when he's facing east or west, El Tzafim V'Darim, he should only do it when he's facing north or south. Why? Because since Yehuda is in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, so when he faces the northern border is Yerushalayim, so it comes out, but the Mizrach Ma'ariv is wider than the north-south border of Yehuda. So if somebody uses a bathroom in to the east-west, they'll probably be facing the Beis HaMikdash. Shere Rabbi Yossi Omer, because Rabbi Yossi Mata, Rabbi Yossi said it's Muta. Why? Shere Rabbi Yossi Omer, V'yasser Al-Varoya, the only time you're not allowed to act without respect is in a place where you see the Beis HaMikdash of Makom Shein Gedor when there's no wall, or Bezman Shel Shechina Shaira and when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, the Cham Oisrim. But the Cham say it's still Oser. So according to B.I.C., since all of Yehuda isn't in that close proximity to the Beis HaMikdash, there's no problem. According to Tanakama, according to Chachamim, it's still prohibited. Ask the Gemara, Chacham Hayna Tanakama, the Chacham and Tanakama are the same. Answers the Gemara, Ikvanayit Stodim. The difference between is the sides of these provinces. The area is not directly opposite the temple. The Tanakhama will hold that even those areas are included in the Takana, in the Gezerah, while the Chachamim will not. Tanya Idach. Hanifna B'Yehuda. If somebody uses the bathroom Yehuda, La'yifna Mizrach Ma'arif, he shouldn't go in the, while facing east or west, El Tzafim Darim, only north or south. The Galil, and the Galil, just opposite, Tzafim Darim Basar, north, facing north or south is prohibited, Mizrach Ma'arif, facing east or west is Muta. Rabbi Yossi Mata, and Rabbi Yossi said it's Muta, Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Rabbi Yossi said, La'asru El Baraya, they only prohibited it unless you can see the temple. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, Osir, it's prohibited to use the bathroom when you're facing it. Bezman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, Mutar." Rabbi Akiva Oysa Bekamak, and Rabbi Akiva always says, it's Osir, and he says, everywhere, not only in places from where the Beis HaMikdash is visible. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Haina Tanakama. So isn't Rabbi Kiva and the Tanakama saying the same thing? And so the Gemara, Ikka B'nai Chutzlar. The difference between them is area outside of Eretz Yisrael. Tanakama says that outside of Eretz Yisrael, he's allowed to use the bathroom no matter what direction he faces. Rabbi Kiva holds that even outside of Eretz Yisrael, somebody should be careful in which direction he's using the bathroom. Rava have a shadin le'levni mizrach ma'arif. Rava, who lived in Bavel, would have two bricks in his bathroom, east to west, so that when he used the bathroom, he would be facing north or south, not facing the direction of Eretz Yisrael. Abaya went, Shadin Tzofen and Darm. He placed them by the north and south side. All Rava Tertznua. When Rebbe went in, he straightened them. Amaman Haida Kmetzali. Who is the one that's distressing me by moving the bricks that I had specifically placed in the bathroom? I'm not Rabbi Kiva Srilay. I hold like Rabbi Kiva. Don't become Malka Nasser. It's forbidden anywhere to use the bathroom facing Yerushalayim, facing the Beis HaMikdash, even in Bavel, and that's why I specifically set up the bathroom in such a manner.